Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What motivates God? Since even Jesus did nothing of himself, but what he saw the Father do, according to John 5:19, wouldn't it be wise, fruitful, and God-pleasing to intentionally model the Church of Jesus Christ after the Father's heart? At a moment in history when leaders are following all sorts of ideas for doing church, this book written by our guest today teaches believers, families, and churches how to know and express the heart of God to mankind. So, what motivates God? What's the difference between impressive results and much fruit? And according to Jesus Christ, who are we? And why are we here? Our guest today, Rick Astle, has written this and other books and has produced other resources that are sure, as you expose yourself to them, as you read them, sure to deepen your understanding of the scriptures and your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why we pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. The answers to our problems, which we all have, are not just in solutions, but they are found in Christ. In how valuable our relationship with Jesus is. And you know, it's possible for us to have a relationship with Almighty God because Christ Jesus himself died on the cross for our sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross. More than 2,000 years ago, he was buried and he rose again from the grave. And my dear loved one, my friend, today the living Christ calls you to himself and he sends our guest today to speak about matters of the heart of God, and your heart, and my heart, our hearts, and ways that will encourage, strengthen, and build you up. Rick Astle is the president of Rick Astle Ministries, located in Lumberton, North Carolina. After serving for 35 years as a pastor and director of missions in the Southern Baptist denomination, he is now full-time in conference speaking, with a focus on equipping and encouraging the local church toward kingdom-focused prayer and spiritual awakening. Rick welcomes the opportunity to speak local churches. He's done that here in Hawaii and all across our great nation. Churches of all sizes where there is, and get this now, a hunger for a move of God. His ministry in the voodoo communities of Haiti prompted the creation of a nationwide intercessory prayer group called Adopt a Witch Doctor. I'm going to have him talk about that. He's ministered here recently, as I said earlier, conducting conferences in churches on Oahu and on the Big Island, and teaching on conducting prayer assemblies on elementary school campuses for child evangelism fellowship. Rick and his wife Donna have one son, John. Rick, welcome to our show.
Aloha, Danny. It's good to be with you again.
And I'm glad you said again. This is a part two of our Rick Astle special. Brother, you give us a refresher. I know we talked about it the last time, but it's so intriguing. You know, your ministry to the voodoo communities in Haiti and how God used it to prompt you to create this nation, create a nationwide intercessory ministry. Take us back. How did it happen? What was it that brought these things about?
Well, it was quite, as we say, a God thing, meaning it was God birthed and did not take any initiative on my part out of the ordinary. God put it on my heart to go to Haiti and to seek out the voodoo communities. At the time, I had no idea how to do that. I quickly learned that voodoo communities in Haiti are designated or distinguished by a red flag on top of a pole, Danny. And so I rented a vehicle. I got an interpreter because the people in Haiti speak either Creole or French. And I simply drove along the highways and out into the countryside. And every time I saw a red flag on a pole, I stopped and got out of the vehicle and with the interpreter found where the practicing voodoo priest or witch doctor was and asked for permission to talk with him. Now, I should stop right there, my brother, and I should tell you that I never, never would have attempted such a thing unless I knew that there were prayer warriors, people of God who know what it is to spend hours on their faces before God, interceding for me and for the members of my family that you mentioned a moment ago, my wife Donna and my son John, because there are still curses and hexes and all kinds of manner of evil associated with voodoo, even murders in the worst cases. And so I did not go there naively, but went there only knowing that I had the covering of prayer on my side. And so to not to my surprise, these voodoo priests welcomed me, which is not their normal activity on a day-to-day basis, to welcome a Christian missionary into their voodoo temple. And so they invited me to come in two cases, even allowed me to video the visit, which included a tour of the voodoo temple and an explanation of the different evil spirits that were depicted on in paintings on the wall. I don't think you'll see anything like that on the Discovery Channel or National Geographic, brother. It was something out of the ordinary, for sure. And I shared the gospel with six different voodoo priests, three the first visit, three the second visit, and none of them at the particular time that I shared Christ trusted Jesus as their Savior. In one case, and I would ask your listeners who are believers to remember this particular witch doctor in their prayers. His name is Oshnell, O-S-H-N-E-L, Oshnell. Several months ago, Oshnell told me that he woke up in the middle of the night and heard a distinctive, loud voice. And the voice spoke only two words, the words, I am. And he knew at that moment that he had heard the actual voice of the living God, and that what had been shared with him in the gospel of Jesus Christ was indeed the truth, and he trusted Jesus as his Savior right then and there. He went and got his wife and led her to Christ. They got their two children and led them to Christ. The next day, he had a burning ceremony and burned down all of his voodoo paraphernalia and temple, and two men from the village were saved at that ceremony, just watching him do that. So it was the power of prayer, and that's the thing that I want to emphasize to our listeners. As I said, Ochsnell did not trust Jesus as his Savior at the very visit where I shared the gospel with him. However, because God's people continued to pray, and that's the Adopt a Witch Doctor prayer ministry, where I have distributed the names of these six witch doctors and asked believers, intercessors all over the country where I go and speak to pray for them. Because God's people were praying, I believe that the power of God, even the voice of God, came to Ochsnell and he trusted Christ. So all of that part with Ochsnell has happened since you and I talked almost a year ago this month.
It sounds like something out of a movie when you describe it. And well, you videotaped it. You were there. How did it feel when you walk into this voodoo temple? What did it evoke?
Well, even though I had a very deep comfort level in the conversation with the witch doctors, that is to say, I did not feel scared, I did not feel afraid, although I was aware that if it were only in my flesh that I was making the visit, I would probably be running as fast as my two legs could carry me away from the place where I was. I have never, ever, anywhere experienced the level of evil that I noticed, that I felt inside these voodoo temples. There's even a cross in the temples, which is the satanic altar where Satan is worshipped, and there are all kinds of human skulls and sacrifices and things that, quite frankly, again, if it were not for the covering of prayer of the saints, would be very frightening and scary. But it felt, to answer your question, that I was in a place that with no uncertainty is as evil a place as you could ever enter. And one of the temples was a small little tin coffin where a baby was, I was told by the witch doctor present. And because in the voodoo community, they believe that it's important to be gracious towards the dead, that the dead can have influence in many different ways. So they will hang on to the bodies of people and the coffins containing the bodies of people, and these are often found in the temples, but extremely evil. And but you know what? I felt it reminded me like when you watch the NASA films of the astronauts, and they are going on their spacewalks, and they have on these protective suits, the astronauts do, so that even when they emerge from the space capsule and go out into space for a walk, they're protected. And I felt, Brother Danny, as though when I walked into those voodoo temples, even with the evil that was present, I felt as though I had on a Jesus spacesuit. I just felt like I was completely protected and covered. And I know that that was the power of God in honor of and response to the prayers of God's people.
You speak about prayer and intercessory prayer and people who know what it's like to spend hours on their faces before God. You're speaking about a subject, it's a reality. I mean, not everybody is called to do what you've been called to do and have done. And yet, we both realize the reality of spiritual warfare. I mean, you talk about it, some might say, well, that's an extreme. Well, there are things that are going on around us on a daily basis, much of which we have no idea is actually even happening. And if we're more attuned to it, more sensitive to things, you'll know things are going on. But the importance of the power of prayer. Rick Astle lives that life. He's a leader. He's a teacher on the subject of the dynamic ministry of prayer. We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, I want you to hear more from him about intimacy with God. What God does through prayer, like this Jesus spacesuit that he describes, the feeling of what he had around him as he enters into these most evil of places. And to remind you that through prayer, intimacy with God, calling on the Lord, walking closely with God, as Rick will describe these and other things. Yes, the world is evil, but Jesus said, take courage. I have overcome the world. More with Rick Astle when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
He speaks about going to Haiti because he was called by God to do it and to minister, to share the gospel with witch doctors. And of course, to go there, he is going to enter into these voodoo temples. And he sees evil like he has been hard to describe, like he's never seen before. The sense, the emotion, the feeling that it evoked being there, it's just evil, evil as all get out. And yet he was prayed for by many prayer warriors who, you know, they go beyond just surface prayers. They dwell in the presence of God. And as a result of the intercessory prayers of others, he describes it as like a spiritual spacesuit, a Jesus suit, like astronauts. You know how astronauts come out of a capsule and float in outer space and they have that suit around them? Well, that's the suit he felt. So he knew he was around evil, but he didn't fear because he knew that the Lord had sent him there and the Lord was protecting him. And the Lord has protected him and his family. I'm speaking about Rick Astle, our guest today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so glad you're with us. Today's subject is a very sensitive one. It's a sensitive one. It can be tenuous. It can be a little bit frightening of sorts. But we want to redirect you always to the hope in Christ, the power in Christ. And if you're tuning in right now, you want to hear the program in its entirety, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get the podcast for free. And I would say go and pass it on to someone else. It will be a blessing. It will benefit you as you listen to it. So you say, whew, I'm glad the devil in Haiti is just meddling around those voodoo temples because, you know, he's doing it there. And we don't have those kinds of things here like they do there. And you might be listening in some other state or even in some other country, and you might be wiping your brow with a sigh of relief. But is it really so? Rick, as I mentioned those things, what would you say?
Well, the temptation is to believe what you just said, which, of course, is a lie, that there is some type of extra work, extra emphasis, extra initiative by the enemy in a place like Haiti through a avenue like voodoo. The truth is, the same devil that is hard at work through the stronghold of voodoo in Haiti is hard at work in the Hawaiian islands. And even, I would go as far as to say, in the churches in the Hawaiian islands. For Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, we will recall, about strongholds. He was writing to Christians. He was writing to believers. And strongholds are anything. They can be something in a geographical territory. They can be something in the heart of man. They can be something in the generations of families. But a stronghold is a place where the devil has been permitted, sometimes knowingly, sometimes unknowingly, to do his work. And after a period of time, he builds, as the scripture says, this fortress or this stronghold where he decides to take hold and to do his evil work. And so we know that the same devil is present in Hawaii or Illinois or Connecticut or Haiti, or anywhere on the face of the earth where Satan and his accomplices are at work. And the spiritual discernment that is needed today by the Christian believer is just of utmost importance, lest we be deceived in how the enemy is at work. You know, there in the islands, Brother Danny, people are professional fishermen, aren't they? And they understand that to catch different types of fish, they use different kinds of bait. Well, the bait that the enemy is using in Haiti is voodoo. I mean, you can bring all kinds of water and resources and tents and things to the Haitian people, and they will receive them graciously. But until you tackle the problem of voodoo in Haiti, you simply put a Band-Aid on a cancer, as the expression goes. Now, in Hawaii, the people of Hawaii know where the strongholds are as they discern them supernaturally by spiritual discernment of God, because God wants us to recognize the strongholds. God does not want us to be deceived or fooled by the enemy. And so he will help us if we call on him to first recognize these strongholds and then to tear them down, to pull them down, as the Apostle Paul spoke of, through powers that are not of the flesh and are not carnal, but are supernatural and of God. So great caution has to be taken by the believer and by the church today, that we would recognize where the enemy is at work and how he is at work. Because if much time goes by and he is not recognized, then we have these strongholds or these fortresses that are established.
You have a way of articulating some very, what some might say, are complex realities. Biblical words of truth, but a way to explain it. And also, you have lived through it. You live in teaching and sharing. The Lord has opened up doors, opportunities for you to share these things with the body of Christ at large. You've pastored local churches. You've been in denominational leadership. But now the Lord has opened up the doors of opportunity, maybe broader doors, wider doors, for you to speak in a multi-denominational or maybe an interdenominational type of ministry. You've also written some books. Resources, What Motivates God, Encouraging the Church to Express the Father's Heart. You've written the book, The Believer's Guide to Overcoming Temptation, and The Priority of Kingdom-Focused Prayer. I want to go back and talk a little bit about your books, but go back to my introductory remarks. Rick, what motivates God? In relation to your book, how would you answer that?
Well, the book is a way to explain that God is motivated to be who he is and to do what he does by his desire to be a perfect father. You know, when our Lord Jesus taught us to pray, and when he himself addressed God the Father, he referred to him using that word, Father. And so I began to ponder that, and I thought, okay, how does the Bible, because I always try to, nobody's interested in my opinion, Brother Danny. I learned that a long time ago. Sometimes I even have to convince my wife and my son to listen to my opinion. But people are not interested in our opinion. They're interested in the truth, and the truth is the Word of God. And so the Bible really does explain at least 8 different aspects of God's heart. By aspects, I mean a description of what his passion is, what he focuses on, what he's interested in all people and all things, but his heart is clearly described in Scripture. And so the chapters of the book, What Motivates God, meaning why does he want so much to be a perfect father? Why is he the perfect father? A revelation of his heart, it seemed to me, was a good design or a good pattern for the church. You know, we live in a day when people are coming up with all kinds of ways to do church. We have the traditional church and the community church, and we have the church where you dress up with a coat and a tie, and you have the church where you wear your flip-flops and your shorts, and all kinds of churches, all kinds of designs, and we might say styles. And so I thought, is there something that ought to be common to all of those different kinds of churches, no matter what their style, no matter what their denomination? And I decided, it must be God's heart. Because if you're looking for a way to do church, how could you possibly do better than to design your church after God's heart? Because we want His church to express His heart so that people will know Him and come to understand Him. He says if we're going to glory in anything, does He not? Glory in this, that we understand and know Him. So that's what the book's about, and I got great delight in writing it, and I pray, as with all the books, that when people read them, they will be encouraged and they will be taught the Bible. All of my books are saturated with Scripture, and I encourage the reader in each book to not just breeze through the book and notice that I make a Scripture reference, but that they would have their Bible in one hand, which is the most important book, not mine, and my book in the other, and that they would take time to look up the Scripture to see what God says. And so I'm thankful that you would mention the books, and they are available, by the way, in Honolulu, at the Logos bookstore, and also at the Showers of Blessing bookstore outside of Honolulu.
Mm-hmm.
And so listeners can get the books there.
There you go. Logos bookstore, Showers of Blessing, Christian bookstore. And you can find out more about these books and more about Rick at Rick Astle. .com. That's Rick Astle. Rick A-S-T-L-E. A-S-T-L-E. .com. We'll take a quick break now. When we come back, we all face this in our lives. It comes in different ways. We constantly are challenged by it. Sometimes we fail. Sometimes we fail more often than we wanted to fail. Sometimes we wonder if we will ever overcome it completely. When we come back, we'll talk about temptation. Have you been tempted lately? Are you being tempted now? Have you ever found yourself asking for forgiveness while you're actually committing sin, knowing that you shouldn't be doing it? How do you overcome temptation? Well, the Bible talks about it, and Rick Astle wrote about it. He'll share about that from his book when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
When it comes to that big, bold, maybe a little scary, daunting word, temptation, how do you fare? My friend, are you vigilant? Have you been victorious in the realm of facing the temptations that you encounter in your life? Are you reactive to temptation or are you proactive? Well, these are real things that we experience every day. And sometimes when we fail, boy, it could send us into a real spiral of in depression and discouragement and on and on. And you know, every day is a new day. Well, our guest, Rick Astle, he's written a book entitled Overcoming Temptation. It's immersed deeply in the Word of God. There's scriptures all throughout the book. He's here with us to talk about that and other things. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. And I believe that we will be blessed as we hear our guest today. You will, I will, together we hold hands, we will be blessed, we will be encouraged, equipped, strengthened because of what God is doing in our lives. To find out more about this show, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, and to find out about our guest, go to rickastle.com. Rick, temptation and overcoming it. Talk to us about that.
Well, Brother Danny, I discovered, I guess I'll go ahead and call it a secret, when I began researching, praying, reading, to write this book. And I want to share with our listeners what I hope will be a very enlightening revelation about overcoming temptation. See, in my life for many, many years, when I would be tempted, my focus was on a particular behavior or a particular act. Let's say, for example, that I was tempted sorely to tell lies, for example. I'm just going to pick a particular sin. Let's say that that was a difficulty with me, something that I seemed to return to over and over again, to tell untruths, to tell lies. Well, my focus, unfortunately, for many, many years, was on the issue of lying. And what I discovered was that we do not succeed very often in overcoming temptation when we focus on the act itself or on the habit itself. What I discovered, and I pray this will be helpful to our listeners, is that I needed to be focused on the relationship. That is, that when I choose to sin, when I choose to give in to temptation, for there is a moment with all of us that we make a choice. The devil doesn't make us do it. Someone else doesn't make us do it. We can't put the blame on anything else. The problem is with us. We make the wrong choice at that moment of decision to sin. And I found that if I focused when I was tempted on the relationship rather than the particular behavior, that I was much more successful resisting. And the way that I learned that was interesting. As a pastor, I did a lot of pastoral counseling and oftentimes with marital counseling. And on several occasions, a spouse would come to me broken to pieces because they had learned or discovered that their partner had committed adultery. And as I listened to this broken person speak, I learned that what was upsetting to them the most was not that their partner had engaged in this activity or that activity or this particular sexual act or that particular sexual act. No, what they were upset about and what they would ask me is, how could my partner abandon the relationship we have for some temporary pleasure? And so I gave great thought to that, and I discovered that it wasn't about the act itself. That is where the enemy wants us to focus in our own personal lives as we try to overcome temptation. Why? Because if we're focused on the act of sin, then he more easily defeats us and discourages us and accuses us of not even being saved, because we return as a dog does to his vomit to that particular sin over and over again. But if we focus on the relationship we have with God, and when we're tempted, we say, no, I will not do this. Why? Because I will not abandon the God who loves me so, the Christ who died on the cross for me. And it's about a relationship rather than a particular act. And so, to me, that was a secret in that it had been hidden from me, just speaking for myself, for so many years. And now I find that even though I still make the wrong choices and I still give in when I should not to temptation, I do much better overcoming more consistently on a day-to-day basis when I think about my love for God and his love for me, and how can I choose to do this thing or to think this way. And so I hope that may be of some value and some help to our listeners.
You mentioned hoping that it will be valuable. I believe that it will. In this case, it's insightful. It's about the relationship, not the act. And I love the example that you gave. Rick, someone who is vigorously wrestling with temptation, so they're not just sliding, you know, without any awareness or any care. They care. They want to turn things around. They want to be rescued. They want to overcome. But they slip. Maybe someone, as we speak today, has slipped. And it's probably not the first time. Maybe they've slipped on a number of occasions. How would you give them a word of hope? What would you say to them so that they will feel like I've still got a chance to overcome this temptation? What would you say?
Well, the first thing I would do is remind the believer that our sin, past and present and future, is covered by the shed blood of our precious Lord Jesus. I think sometimes it's easier for us to think of our forgiven sin when we consider sins of the past. But somehow, when we consider sins of the present or things we struggle with currently, we have more difficulty applying the truth and the grace and the love of God through the blood of Jesus. And so we do well to remember that God knew this was going to be the case. We do not catch him off guard or by surprise when we struggle. The Apostle Paul struggled. You remember he talked about how the things that he wanted to do, he didn't do, and the things he didn't want to do, he did do. And, you know, it's a struggle. It's a struggle.
Yes.
And that's why we need help. You know, Danny, I've heard very few sermons in my 61 years about this subject matter. The body of Christ needs help, practical help. As you mentioned a few moments ago, proactive, meaning before the temptation even comes. What are things that I can do to help myself be victorious? God wants his people to be victorious. Easy to sing victory in Jesus, but you know, it's work. And so we want to be proactive and reactive when it comes to overcoming temptation. But getting back to your question, I would say to the person who struggles, understand that you're not alone in this. And press on, because the race is not over. We're still running the race. Stay on course and continue to trust in God, for he runs to you. Oh, I just remembered another secret from the book. If I tell all my secrets, they won't go by the book. But anyway, another secret is this. When the scripture speaks of Jesus coming to our aid when we are tempted, a study of that word that we translate aid or help involves, in the verb tense, a running, an actual running. It's the only place, Brother Danny, in Scripture that I am aware of, and you help me if you can think of another place, so that I will not be incorrect, but it's the only place I know of in Scripture where Jesus runs, where he runs. And the Scripture says when we are tempted, he runs to our aid. Isn't that beautiful? And when so if we think about these things, we're not alone, not only in the context of those around us who are also in the battle and also in the struggle, but when Jesus runs to our aid when we are tempted, now we have something very powerful to help us to be victorious.
Practical, deep, meaningful. These words of encouragement and deep biblical insights. Imagine Christ running to your aid.
Isn't that magnificent?
It is magnificent. Rick, we've got to hear more. We've got one more segment left. When we come back, let's talk about the priority of kingdom-focused prayer And in those, just in those few moments, brother, I'm going to ask that you spend a little time praying for my dear listeners. They listen with eager hearts for what God will say, what God is doing in and through their lives, and how they would appreciate a man of God like yourself praying, interceding, even for them. Would you do it, brother, when we come back?
Absolutely.
We'll be back with more from Rick Astle. Find out more about Rick and his books, rickastle.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Omashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, I speak about these things with understanding. Hey, if you've ever failed, if you've ever fallen into temptation, you're not alone, okay? I'm with you. I've fallen more times than I would, you know, want to admit. But hey, we're in it together. But the Lord sends Rick Astle to remind us that we can overcome temptation, and he's here to not only share with us about his book, Overcoming Temptation, but also to pray. So you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com for resources like this program and others. And go to rickastle.com to access and get his books. You can also get it at Logos Bookstore and Showers of Blessing here in Hawaii. Rick, lead us in a prayer. Pray for us, those of us who struggle with temptation.
Our Father, in Jesus' name, the name that is above every name, we give you thanks, for you are great and you are good, and you are loving and you are forgiving. And Father, we thank you for your patience with us, because we know that although it is not our desire to do so, we fail you. we sin. And when we are tempted, we often make the wrong choice. So easily do we wander and stray. And so, our Father, it is with thanksgiving that we know you are ready, even willing to run to our side when we are tempted. And we pray, Heavenly Father, not only for those who are listening, but for our own selves, that when we are tempted to sin, we will remember our relationship with you, the most precious relationship we have in the world is our relationship with you. And God, we pray that you will strengthen us and equip us and cover us with your love, that we might make the right choices because we love you so much.
Yes,
Lord. So God, thank you for victories that are going to come in the days ahead, even beginning today in our lives when we are tempted, that we might please you and glorify you and honor you as we say yes to you and no to the devil. May victory come. May victory come in our lives for your glory. We ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Rick, thank you for sharing heartfelt biblical truths to our lives. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us today and to share as you have.
What a joy for me, Brother Danny, and thank you for giving me the opportunity. God bless you and your ministry to reach many, many people for Christ.
Thank you, Rick. In the next few days, you will hear other stories from such men like Rick Astle. To find out more, go to rickastle.com, get his books. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. There's a Get to Know Jesus link there, a special presentation just for you. James 4:7 says, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest, Rick Astle, rickastle.com. Find out more. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.